even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Hi, you're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, and this is Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app.
Big thanks to Mr. Benny Randall Jr. For the opportunity to be a content contributor for Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. Bashani Radio app. If you don't have it, you want to certainly check it out. But it generously gives me access to 2.2 million of his app's subscribers. So I am immensely honored and grateful for the opportunity to share the messages that are in my heart with the world, with the intent to make the world just a little better. And in some cases, a little funnier. It just depends. My show on Bashani app, radio app, is called The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. And you want to go ahead and download that app and search Bob Ivory, The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, and you will be able to have access to content. I'm extremely excited about this opportunity. I'm ecstatic. 2.2 million people. Wow, that's a godsend. I'm certainly thankful to God for the opportunity that has been graciously granted to me by Mr. Benny Randall Jr. I want to thank my wife for encouraging me to begin to do the lives, because it's because of the lives here on Facebook that the opportunity was given. I also want to thank Pam Perry. She is a PR guru, as she is called, extraordinaire. She would not call herself a guru, but it's a term of honor for someone whose skill set is phenomenal, and hers is. And it is because of her that I have the privilege of meeting Mr. Randall. So kudos to her. And I appreciate that, Pam Perry. You know, people are sharing a lot of opinions, and there's a lot of things on Facebook, and sometimes you can look at some of those posts and they can actually depress you, because there's a lot of conflicting ideas, and a lot of people want to superimpose their ideas on you, and they want to, as it says, not just suggest, but they want to insist that you think as they do. And to that I say, forget about it. Not going to happen. Everybody has an inalienable right to think as their creator has given them the capacity to, and that's to make their own choices about what they think and feel, whatever that is. I don't care if you're gay, straight, whatever your proclivities are, that choice is given to you by your creator. The consequences of choices is a different matter altogether, but you have that choice. You have the choice and the right to say no to God, because he has given it to you. So there is no mortal on the face of this earth who ought to think they have the audacity to tell any of us how to think, how to vote, or even what to eat, or what is healthy, or what is not. I like what Jim Rohn says. He says, you can listen to what I say, and listen to what other people say, but at the end of the day, you make up your own mind as to what you believe. And the same is true listening to me and seeing my ideas and hearing my thoughts. You make up your own mind. That is your right. But it's amazing to me how What is the word? The hubris that people, certain people have in terms of telling you what you should think and how you should vote. In fact, I find it disturbing because they want a particular outcome and they will say whatever is necessary to try to coerce you, not simply convince, but coerce. And it's not happening here. You need to go down another street. You're trying to coerce somebody into thinking the way you want them to think. Suppose someone were to do that to you, but you wouldn't have it. So what makes you think anybody else wants to be coerced or bullied into thinking a particular way? You have the right to make up your own mind and to express your ideas, and that is your right. But you do not have the right to infringe on my rights. That is where the line of demarcation is made. Now, just 3 points I want to share before I get out of here. Number one, don't get distracted by the noise that you see on Facebook and that you hear on the streets, or what people may want to say to you on the phone. Don't get distracted by that. You have a purpose and you have a function. And it is a divine function and purpose that you have been given. And there is an expectation that you fulfill your purpose. And I even dare say your promise. Now, let me explain what I mean by promise. Purpose, we understand, but we don't really hear the word promise. And what promise is promise is what God has put in you innately to do. It's like a tree with a seed, an acorn. An acorn is destined to become an oak tree. Let me say it again. An acorn is destined to become an oak tree, but it's not necessarily guaranteed because it must be nurtured, it must be put in the ground, and it must be nurtured. We all need nurture. But that's what promises. There is something that is inside of you specifically that you are destined to become. Yes, there are different, you can have multiple purposes, but there is a particular thing that got the seed that God has put inside you that you will become if you allow the nurturing that God offers to you. I want to say this too, because sometimes we have ideas and we're so excited, including myself. You have some ideas that are so exciting to you, and you think that other people are going to want to share it or understand it or be on the same page. And it is sometimes disappointing when we discover that they don't have a clue as to what we're saying. You ever had a conversation, you're talking to somebody, and you can look in their eyes and tell they don't have a clue about what you're talking about, or they completely disagree with what you're saying? And you can be speaking from a point of knowledge of something the other person doesn't have a clue about. Well, here's my advice to you. Stop trying to explain to ants what only eagles can see. I'll say that one more time. Stop trying to explain to ants what only eagles can see, which means these things are a matter of perspective. A lot of people see the things I say and they think they understand what I'm saying and they don't have a clue because they don't sit where I sit. That's not an ego statement, it's a point of fact. It's just like the people, there are people that sit in places that are higher than I'm able to see, And they see from a vantage point I don't see. It doesn't make them necessarily smarter. It's simply because from where they're sitting, they see more than I see. And that is where humility comes in, where sometimes we need to shut our mouths and listen and see, what are people really saying to me? That's why I like to actually hear people make statements, because sometimes the printed text is hard to get the true heart of what people are really trying to communicate. Sometimes words are clumsy. Sometimes it's difficult to express what is in your heart, and people can misunderstand. But if they really understood what you were really saying, they would really be blessed and encouraged by what the intent of your heart really is. So stop trying to explain to ants what only eagles can see. Number two, I want you to remember the story of the talents. This is why I said don't get distracted. The story of the talents, Jesus talks about the story of a man who gathered three of his servants. He gave to one 5 talents, to another 2, and to another he gave 1. And he says, I want you to go and I want you to multiply this. I want you to bring increase. I want you to advance. I want you to invest this and bring me a profit. And so as the story goes, and I'm paraphrasing, the master comes back after a long journey and it's time to give an account for what the master had given them. To the one that he had given 5, he said, look, the 5 that you gave me, I have doubled, and now it is 10. The master said to him, well done. To the one that had been given 2, he said to him, master, what you have given me, I have also doubled and increased. And again, the master said, well done. But to the one that was given 1 talent, he had excuses. He said, I knew what kind of man you are, an austere man, and you pluck up where you have not planted. He was essentially insulting him, whether he knew it or not. But here's the thing. That talent was given to him to give increase to multiply. He didn't earn it. It was given to him. And he was so ungrateful that he buried it. He was so lazy that he buried it. And so he unearthed what he had buried in a napkin and said, here is what you gave me. The master was not pleased. So he took that talent and gave it to the one that had 10. What's the moral of this story? What you don't use, you will lose. And others will gain because they're putting in the work. And that's my point. God has given you something. And some of you are sitting and waiting for someone else to validate what you should be doing. No. The only validation you need comes from God. And guess what? God is going to confirm through other people your promise, that he has given you to become. Finally, take time to laugh. Don't take yourself too seriously. The other day, I was really just feeling this pressure. It occurred to me, I need to laugh. So you know what I did? I turned on Dry Bar Comedy. And I checked out, I think his name is Dwayne Perkins. Man, this guy was so funny. I probably laughed for a half an hour. And I need, and then after I left, I realized how much I needed that laugh. You see, this is the beauty of scripture. You get past the noise of other people and just read it for yourself. Because one of the things scripture teaches is that laughter is like medicine. I believe I heard a study that said that laughter releases endorphins and certain chemicals inside you that make you feel more pleasant.
Thank you for joining us on Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.